Blackstone Audiobooks presents Death Qualified by Kate Wilhelm. For Julie A. Stevens, with appreciation and affection. Does the flap of a butterfly's wings in Brazil set off a tornado in Texas? Edward N. Lorenz. Chapter 1. They always called him Tom. The maintenance crew, the doctors, everyone called him that. And although he knew it was not really his name, he responded. Tom, do this, do that. Tom, come here, help with this. Sometimes he could almost think of another name for himself, but it never seemed to finish forming in his mind. It started a thought, an idea, an impulse to say a different name, not to look around when they said Tom. But then he was swept by terror, and it vanished again. Good morning, Tom. How are you? Any more episodes? Any dreams? Here's your medicine. That's a good boy. Go on to work now. See you in the morning, Tom. He lived in a small apartment on the grounds. Sometimes he made his meals there, but most of the time he ate in the cafeteria. He had a meal ticket. Good morning, Tom. Bacon? Eggs? What'll it be? From the cafeteria to the doctor's office. From the doctor's office to the maintenance office. Out on the grounds, sometimes cleaning up in the buildings, running the waxer or carrying out trash. He liked waxing best of the inside work, but he liked to work on the grounds best of all. Weeding, spreading mulch, riding the mower, making long sweeping patterns in the grass that smelled like a memory. Once they made him repair some windows, and he had hated that. Looking in through the glass, like seeing into a separate world that was not his world—